Okay, guys and gals, it sounded like we had at least 20 to 30 people in the meeting, according to the free conference call website. So that sounds like a good group to get started here. For folks that join in late, I guess this won't really affect most of you since you're already here, but I have been able to actually download the recordings of these conferences and get them onto the TDC Connected website same day. So later this afternoon, if you do have to cut out of this meeting early for an appointment with a doc or an office that you've got, you can log on tonight to tdcconnected.com and click on today's meeting to listen to the rest of it or any parts that you may want to hear again. The question posed to us was by Gord, and it's a question we had actually talked about either at one of the meetings in Vegas or probably a year or so ago, maybe in one of these conference calls, and that was Gord has experienced a little bit of a push in his area by the Shine sales reps doing one of two things. Either one, just, you know, trying to get the handpiece repair, which they hadn't been real aggressive with in the past at all, and then number two, getting some of their offices under some sales contracts to where the office pays a flat fee to Shine, and Shine will actually repair those handpieces, whatever goes wrong with them, throughout that service contract of probably a year at no charge, because of course the office is paying a monthly fee for that service. So anyway, Gord, if you're with us on the line, although you don't have to participate, we do have some information, but if you're with us on the line, we'd love to hear from you and your thoughts regarding that. Are you there, Gord?
David?
Yes.
Hey, David.
Yeah. So just explain to us what you've run into. The great news is we have an inside, we get inside information from Shine, and Bud's got some good information to share with us in a little bit. But go ahead and tell us what you've run into.
Well, I guess the two things I've run into, going back, a lot of customers who aren't using me for a while, what's going on kind of thing, and they tell me, well, we've decided to purchase new handpieces. We've got a really good deal. Typically, you get three hand pieces for the price of two and two-year warranty. And so a lot of them have taken advantage of that and run with that. Sometimes, actually, I've actually got them back. Like, they tried using the Bays hand pieces, which, I don't know if you're familiar with those. Those have the generator inside, the light, and it turned out to be pretty noisy and a lot of vibration. So they gave me back the old cables and asked them to be repaired. So that's kind of happening there, but I think one thing that is a little more troublesome, I think, is a lot of people I've talked to, you know, we're using Henry Schein, I can save you a lot of money, and they kind of look at their face and they say, okay, these aren't buying signals, what's going on? You know, they're thinking, what I've heard from my own dentist is that what they're paying for is very favorable to them, so they're really pretty happy with the prices. Whereas before, they were pretty unhappy when I first started back, you know, 2009 kind of thing. They seem to be very happy to save some money. Now I get the impression they're not saving so much. I don't know what everybody else's experience has been.
Okay. You had also talked about some sales contract. You were running into offices that had developed sales contracts with the offices?
Well, there are some services like
Hazel
that do that. They'll have a contract with an office for repair, so they get them under contract for a year or so. And, you know, I've kind of not really wanted to get into the contract thing, but it seems to be working for them. But the one I run into most are the contract from Henry Schein, where they pay so much, and then any repairs they just pay for the parts.
Okay,
but they seem to think that's pretty favorable.
Well, Bud actually did some... made an insider phone call for us over to Shine. What did you learn, Bud, when you did that?
On that, actually, talking to the group over at Shine, they were saying that they don't offer a contract because the problem that they run into, they're unable to get into the offices and do any kind of a maintenance program or anything like that. So the problem that they were running into, the little experience that they had with the contracts, was the handpiece failure. I mean, the doctor, in a way, you got some doctors that will take care of their stuff like they normally do. Others, if it's under warranty, it's under warranty to them. They don't care how it's being taken care of, and they just ran across such a warranty issue that it was basically dropped. And from my understanding and what I was told about this, they've totally discontinued and don't do anything with any kind of contract at all, other than chairs and other things like that. But as far as contracts with handpieces, that is no longer available and hasn't been for some time.
Yeah, I would think it is problematic for them, and I couldn't believe what my doctor was telling me. And this is my own dentist was telling me that. I haven't got the prices on it, but the other apparently the other dentist that he's partners with was comparing the numbers, and he was pretty impressed with what they're getting from Henry Schein. So that's the way they want to stay.
And it was probably, my guess is, Bud, especially learning or hearing from Bud and what he learned when he made a call over to Henry Schein Pro Repair, and that is that they were offering those service contracts. They were really getting into trouble with that because, as you know, that repair is so unpredictable, and if a doctor knows something that's under warranty regardless, they don't care anymore. They don't even care about the maintenance because, oh, who cares? You know, Schein's just going to come in here, pick it up, and fix it for free anyway. So they really got kind of bent over on that one and probably suffered some losses. So according to them, they have discontinued that program. So anybody, any office you walk into now that says they're under a Schein service contract, that thing's going away. So even if they're on it, they're on the last legs of it because they haven't offered that for many months, according to the Pro Repair people here. So at least that's good to know. If any and all of you guys do walk into offices where they claim to be under a service contract with Henry Schein, that no longer applies to their handpiece Pro Repair division. They are no longer offering that. So
that's good news.
That's definitely, yeah, that's great news. I'm glad to hear that it bit them, and it didn't work for them, and they're going away from it. So I thought that was really good news that Bud found out regarding that. And then Bud also had some information regarding the sales reps and kind of their motivation for whether they're going to do the handpiece repair, promote handpiece repair, new sales. What did you find out on that, Bud?
They are actually starting a new program now that's just been going for a few months, but they're now offering their reps 10% of the repair charge. So it's not a flat rate, $5 or, you know, $10 for a high speed, $15 for a slow speed, anything like that. It's 10% of the repair charge, the retail repair charge that the reps are getting kickback on.
Right. So what we found out there is that instead of getting what they used to get, which was like $5 a handpiece, they're making possibly double that, more like $10 to $15, depending on what the repair is, Gord. So it's still probably not enough to get you the reps in your area to promote the handpiece repair over the sales, because on a sale of a new equipment, which would be a new handpiece, they're still making upwards of 15%. On that. Well, you know, as you know, a new Cavo handpiece is damn near $1,300, and they're going to make a much greater amount on a new sale than they would off of a repair. They're going to make close to, let's say on that Cavo, a Cavo 6500 handpiece, they're going to make about $190 on that sale. Well, what would they make if they repaired the doctor's current 6500? Well, if it's an overhaul, they'd make about $9, and if it's a new turbine, they'd make about with the pro repair discount $300. So they'd make probably $28. So you're looking at $200 versus $9 or $28. So the sales rep, luckily, in many cases, is still heavily encouraged to sell the doc a new handpiece rather than, you know, goof around with the repair of their current. So anytime you're going to run into a, you know, head dent or some sort of internal line problem, we know, luckily, that the sales rep's still going to heavily promote the sale of a new handpiece versus the repair. So we've, you know, they kind of up their ante, and it's important for us to know where these sales reps are and what kind of kickbacks they're getting just to know how to combat that. But it doesn't sound like it's anything significant enough to get them to change their colors. And try to heavily promote the repair versus the sales. So I thought that was a good piece of information.
When I go on my next sales call and they say,
mm-hmm.
we're under contract with Shine, what do I
mm-hmm.
say?
Well, you should find out, you do have some inside information with Shine. You've got some people that work very closely with them, and you understand that those service contracts on the hand pieces themselves are no longer being offered, and as they expire, they're not going to be renewed. And with that kind of information, they'll know you're kind of in the know on what's going on with Shine and their policies, and hopefully you can get them to just let you know when that service contract ends. And that would be an excellent time for you to walk right in the door and remarket that office.
So if you
can just find out, give them that information, because it's always good to sound like you know exactly what you're talking about, and then, of course, go in there and re-promote your services when that contract is coming to an end or at an end.
Dave?
For sure. Yeah.
This is Norm.
Norm, what do you have to add?
Well, I don't know if I have anything to add, but I've got a unique situation, and I think I've talked to you about it before. I have a Shine rep whose wife is a Hayes repair service.
Uh-huh.
And he goes around and picks up the hand pieces for her and does some of the marketing. I would think Shine wouldn't like that very much if they knew about it. I don't know. Maybe if they know about it, but I don't know if he worked for me and was taking work away.
Absolutely, they won it. And one of the it's funny that you mentioned that. I was just talking to Bud about this very same thing within the last couple of weeks. And I guess when Handpiece headquarters used to be independently owned by Tim Ropechan, who you've all met. Henry Shine, at the time it was Sullivan and Shine, purchased Handpiece headquarters and turned them into their West Coast Pro Repair Division. When they did that, obviously they got the books from Handpiece headquarters and found out that many of their sales reps had accounts with Handpiece headquarters Handpiece Repair. And those guys got a big slap on the wrist, if not let go, because of that. So, yeah, this guy that's your Hayes rep, that's your Shine rep in your area with the Hayes franchise owner, he would most likely get into some serious hot water if they found out about that. So if you want to tattle on him, go for it.
Well, I'm not that kind of person, but it just doesn't seem, he's gotten one of my clients.
Well, it's not, and like I said, with Shine, he would get into some trouble there. The fact that he's doing it through his wife, he can probably claim, innocence on the deal, or that, they probably couldn't trace anything directly. It's not like Hayes is going to give them their books or she's going to admit to any of that. But, they definitely do not like that at Shine. Luckily, Patterson gives their reps the autonomy to work with outside vendors, so if you have any Patterson reps in your area, they're good people to get to know. You might be able to develop a relationship with Shine, too. And I know we have Bo Smith down in Texas actually has a Shine rep as a neighbor, and that guy's given him some hand pieces, which has been really helping him out. So,
I'm sure this guy will give them to his wife. So
yeah,
I've met him.
In some of those cases, the corporate, office there wouldn't, approve of that. But if you can develop a relationship with one of those guys, you absolutely should. And I know it's something that Steve has talked about, for years, that you want to get to know these guys and try and work out a relationship with them, for the simple reason at the time they were getting either no kickback on handpiece repair or, $5 per repair. Now they've bumped it up a little bit. But still, he's stressed that in the past, and you should definitely get to know those folks in your area.
Drive up their cost a little bit, wouldn't it?
Whose cost?
Huh? Their repair cost.
Sorry. Whose repair cost would go up?
Shine's.
Shine's repair cost would go up.
More money.
Yeah, they're up there pretty well anyway. They've got a $90-something overhaul charge. They have $180 to $190 on their Pro Score turbine replacement, and or, you know, upwards of $300 or more on the OEM turbine replacements.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it's necessarily driven up their costs to the doctor. It's driven up their internal costs if they've got to give the reps an extra few bucks kickback. But, yeah, they're trying anything they can to, because you know why? Because they know that we're out there stealing their business, as we should. We're offering a better service, you know, at a larger discounted price, with a quicker turnaround, personal service, offer maintenance classes. I mean, we've got a better mousetrap. It's just a matter of convincing the offices that we do have a better mousetrap and kind of proving it to them. So their only way to combat us is to they can't really do it in any area other than trying to get the sales reps to go in there and promote the pro repair division.
When does this contract thing start?
Well, they started doing that 2-3 years ago. The service contracts, the Shine started offering these service contracts on dental handpieces.
Yeah.
And what they realized in those couple years was it didn't pay. They were losing their hide trying.
When's
to
that end?
Well, according to Pro Repair, they haven't even offered that service in 2012.
Okay.
So anything by December this year, the last of those service contracts should be running out on the handpieces. Now they're still offering service contracts on the chairs and the X-ray equipment and all of that, and they will continue to do so.
Yeah.
But those pieces of equipment aren't like a handpiece that can be basically destroyed by an office in 6 weeks if they don't lube them.
We have a company out here, I guess you don't have it on the West Coast, called Getze. And they offer points or dollars for service that they can use for service. If they buy something, anything they buy, they get so many points or dollars to turn around and use for like a handpiece repair or something like that.
Yeah. Well, as far as I know, Shine or Patterson does not offer any kind of a program like that where they offer free handpiece repair for sales. Now, they do offer a 10% discount on sales of new equipment if you're a gold member. In other words, you spend X amount of dollars with Shine per year. You get what they call gold member status, and then you get 10% off everything. So if they buy a new handpiece, instead of being $1,300, it's, you know, $1,200 or $1,150 or something.
Well, they beat me out on a handpiece, which they have a wide range of. They offered a $4,500 for $650, which I was offering the same thing for ours, but he felt a more commitment to the Getze than he did to me, although I've been doing his handpiece repair for years.
Well, are you still his handpiece repair guy? Granted, he didn't buy a new handpiece from you, but you'll still get that future repair. Okay, great. You want to keep that repair business, but. Well, we're going to lose out to sales. It's not our main focus, and when they're buying all their disposables and everything else through a company and they can offer them some sort of discount, it does make it tough. Now, in a lot of cases, we can still beat them based on some of the stuff we have available to us through the outlet center and or our own hand pieces. But as long as you keep in on the repair, that's the heart of your business, so that's important.
Yeah.
Has anyone out there, I mean, go ahead and chime in if you have developed any kind of a relationship with sales reps in your area for other companies. I know,
hey, David.
Don
Bill.
Yeah.
I got a bit of a relationship going with a Patterson guy, but he hasn't, so far I haven't seen any action out of it. But what he told me is he passed on all his customers for repairs that weren't under contract. They offer contracts as well.
Mm-hmm. And what? How did you develop that relationship with him, Gord?
Well, I was in an office, done a lot of repairs for. I just got kidding it around with the I guess, the person I deal with, and they were with this guy, and just asked who he was and all that. And then I got his card and gave him a call.
Okay, well, that's important for everyone to do. You really should. Now, the cool thing is you can actually find out who the reps in your area are through either the Shine website in that case or the Patterson website in that case. They list the branch offices and the sales reps. So they make this information readily available. And if you can find a rep like that, that can really help out your business, and it's something that you should definitely seek out. I mean, but excuse me, buy the guy lunch at least. It couldn't hurt.
Definitely like to. Just getting a hold of the guy. He's kind of busy, you know.
Well, he shouldn't be. He's got to eat lunch every day somewhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, you know what I mean. I think they're just...
Oh, yeah.
They're with their own clients. I mean, I don't think theirs is an easy job either. I think
well, it's not.
One of the things
I failed to mention to you guys was that the sales reps for Shine have another new program that was initiated this year. They have a quota on handpiece sales. So if they're low on their handpiece sales, of course they're going to not want to repair the handpiece, right? They're not even going to want to offer that. So many times, and I know some of you guys have come across it, where a office will give you a handpiece, and on that handpiece it's got a little sticker from Pro Repair that says handpiece was not repaired. And those are always stickers that Shine Pro Repair puts on handpieces when the doctor declines the repair. It says, do not use, handpiece not repaired, not sterile. It's a couple other things. Anyway, so many of you have received those handpieces, I'm sure, and all you did was put a new turbine in it and ran great. And it seems like that's probably what's happening in that instance where a sales rep weighed his quota minimum that he's got to meet and also his bonus structure versus a new handpiece sale versus a repair, and he probably weighed it out and said, I'd rather take a $9 risk on this thing and try and get a handpiece sale or a new turbine installation rather than, you know, repair the thing. And, you know, the doc didn't go for it, and he lost that, and you got it, and you repaired it, and you got it back to the doc. So these sales reps are kind of under the, like you said, they're busy and they got a lot of pressure on them. You're right. It's not an easy job. They get mandated quotas from their corporate office on handpiece sales, and if they don't meet them, there's probably some sort of bonus structure that they miss out on.
Hey, Dave.
So, yeah.
That applies to the repair bench at Shine also. It's kind of an unwritten quota like your local police department as far as writing tickets. You know, it's very much encouraged. Nobody gets a kickback on it, but it is definitely encouraged that there are a few more handpieces sold because of dents and heads or, you know, anything that's on the border of it can be possibly repaired or replaced. It seems that they're leaning more towards the replacement.
So that's been mandated by corporate down to even the pro repair, handpiece repair level.
Exactly.
To where a technician looks at it, yeah, he knows he can fix it, but he could probably tell the doc, hey, this thing has a dented head and needs to be replaced,
right?
And they try and make that sale. Wow. That's
in some cases, I think they're trying to do a little bit more like CAVO does, for example, and since they're a CAVO authorized factory repair center. CAVO's not one to knock dents out of heads and things like that, so in a case to where there's a possible warranty problem or an opportunity to sell a handpiece, I think they're leaning more towards the opportunity to sell the handpiece.
Yeah. I think we've known that, like, that underlying tone for years in the business, but the fact that they actually have this quote-unquote quota is interesting, especially on the repair side, since Pro Repair out here seems rather independent from their sales force. Apparently they aren't. All right, has anyone else created a relationship with their Patterson or Shine rep? If so, how'd you do it? Well, it doesn't sound like anyone else has that's on the line. I know that
hi, this is
Don Goings
I
has
would...
in his area. Yeah, Erwin.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Excuse me. I was at a client, and a Patterson rep was there, And we were talking, and he said, "Do you have cards?" business cards. I gave him, you know, maybe three or four. He said, "No, give me more. Give me a bunch, and I'll hand them out to people for you." And I have got three or four people through that.
So you actually gave your card to Patterson?
To Patterson guy,
sales
yeah.
rep.
Yep.
And
he handed,
them out. Your cards out to his customers.
Yes.
And you got business from it?
Yes, sir.
That's incredible. What kind of a kickback do you give him?
He's never asked for anything. I've asked him to come out to lunch 100 times, and he's never even done that.
Really?
All he says to me is, just do the repairs. Don't do any sales.
Uh-huh.
So I honor that. If they need, if they're looking for a new handpiece or something, I tell them, and it's his one of his, then I say, please call him.
That's incredible. That's just fantastic. So yeah. if that isn't proof enough, you've got three or four customers just based off of that. Any and everybody listening to this this meeting and to Irwin here should seek out their Patterson rep and their Shine rep and try and develop these relationships with them. Thank you very much for that, Irwin. I was going to say, I know Don Billings has recently developed a relationship with his Pearson Dental rep in his area to get customers. So Pearson reps are also open to the idea. And according to Don, the Pearson reps don't get any kind of kickback on handpiece repair, only on new handpiece sales. So especially for anyone on the West Coast, which is basically the heart of the Pearson territories, you definitely should get to know those folks. That probably goes for as far east at least as Nevada and Phoenix for Karen and Tim and Charles. So, and obviously everyone in California, Oregon, and Washington. So guys, really try and seek out those folks. It sounds like they're very open to working with us. So please go and do that. Well, at this time, I'll open the floor to anybody who has anything else that they want to discuss.
David,
anyone?
David, where on the websites did you say you can get the contact?
Well, I don't know exactly where. I've looked it up in the past before to find out.
Okay.
So it's on there. You're going to have to probably browse around a little bit, find their branch office locations, which will be one of the probably drop-down menus that they do have. It'll say either locations or contacts. And then once you click on those branch offices that are in your area, typically they list the sales reps and their phone numbers, typically. I know they did that. It was probably a year or so ago that I did that, actively went on a hunt to find out if we could find the names of the reps in our area, and absolutely we could. They do make that information available.
Okay.
And if it's not there, you can call that branch office at least, and they'll direct you to those sales reps. So they're at least going to have the branch office phone number at a minimum, and then they probably have, or at least they did have, the reps listed individually as well.
Okay, thank you.
So, yep, you're very welcome, Irwin. Okay, guys, so, I mean, pretty good news, really, I think, on what we found out with Shine and how the service contracts, at least in the handpiece repair division, didn't work for them. And that they've gone away from it, and that by the end of this year, all, if not most, of those contracts should be expired or expiring. So that's good news. Also, the fact that these sales reps are still on a handpiece sales quota, regardless of the fact that they bumped them, gave them a slight bump in their kickbacks on the repairs, they're still heavily, heavily encouraged to promote new handpiece sales versus repair. So I know that was a concern that Gord had, and I'm glad that he brought up that question. I'm glad that we were able to find out, you know, that information. Anybody want to discuss any other issues? We certainly have got some time here and plenty of you guys on the line, so I'd like to open the floor to you if you've got some questions. Okay, guys. Well, it was a good meeting, a short meeting, but I thought it was a good one. So I hope you guys all have a great day, and I guess we'll end the meeting now. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye.